the fuck is this?
I don't know.
You know what? Let's start this shit.
Let me introduce
satire.
Get ready.
Who is that?
He's a freak of this new atomic world of ours.
He was also one of the greatest British boxers of all time.
We bring to you this beautiful recording of a
horrifying nightmare.
Now close your eyes. Trust me, you don't want to see it.
Better get ready.
Well, first of all, let me say this.
Galakma.
What did you say, boy?
Geek Galakma.
Repeat that.
Geek Galakma.
Shut the fuck up!
I don't want to hear it.
Gas hissed quickly into the room.
Can you hear this?
I heard that.
A terrible wind blew out of
my butt. I can make it sound fast. I can make it sound slow. Or I can make it sound any way I want it to.
Seeing the biosolids.
That's a good one. Get this.
What was that? Sounded like Trump, maybe.
I'm sorry.
The only thing I'll remember about you is your moron pants.
And they're filled with gas, too.
I'll tell you this about Donald Trump.
He's a paranoiac who's a menace to our society.
He's a arch criminal who must be put away.
Like, this is how uncomfortable it is to be in the presence of the President of the United States as he's being a lunatic.
Tomorrow, I'm going to come. I want to put pressure on him. You got to see how they handle it. I'll sit there and I'll say, come on, let's go.
Now Donald Trump Jr. is
doing drugs, drinking alcohol, sniffing glue, and other stuff.
And he emphasized that this trip is an absolute necessity.
Then he laid down on a pile of leaves and soon fell fast asleep.
He wakes up with a hard-on.
Don could make love to his sister. She welcomed her brother and loved him too.
But the first thing he needed was a
brick of cocaine.
This one packs the full line.
In powder form, placed in the spoon.
So let's adjust this to 2 grams.
He fell dead.
Hey, Don, that was great.
This comes as Trump has continued this narrative that he wants to buy
a purple ball with gold stars on it.
With sadness, the president speaks.
Will you play with me?
He started saying this during his first administration and, of course, has
played for all of you men out there just to give you a little treat.
Of course, this comes as Trump has continued to say that he wants to have
world domination.
You dumb bastard.
The President of the United States.
He's a traitor and a liar.
Put him in prison.
That sounds like a good idea.
Johnny Mathis.
Thinks he's going to run for president.
I mean, I certainly would vote for him.
Can you imagine a world without
Johnny Mathis?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Gruesome, unusual, bizarre.
And full of straw.
Where's all that straw?
Straw flew out of his elbows.
That's a very important emergency.
In the event of a real emergency, you would have been instructed on
glass and bones and teeth.
Follow my instructions carefully, and by the time you have finished this record, you will have
spiders hanging all over you.
It represented the recommended amounts of different nutrients their food should give them each day.
And have you found Jesus in food?
No, I haven't. But a friend of mine
found his special present.
What was it?
A vibrator! And it's this big!
The thing is 2 feet long and
at least 18 inches wide.
Black and shiny.
Wow! Look at the size of that thing.
Oh, it's so big.
I mean, huge.
So, have you, any of you seen that at all?
Yes, I've seen that.
And just as a sort of fun thing, I bought some of those, and then I looked at how they worked, and I noticed that you plug it in, and the idea is that it, like,
stimulates
your body and your face.
The instructions on the package show how to insert it.
Provided you don't have to do it in a mad scramble.
When we put these in our mouths,
we are quite high.
Parents will love the change they'll see after just one
piece of drugs.
And many parents also want a better definition of
how they, smoke a lot of, you know,
biosolids
and rabbit tobacco.
Now, the problem with saying that is for you that have had sex, you can sort of say, well, that means I'll never quite have as good a life as they might have had.
But they haven't given up yet.
I don't want to sound preachy, Bob, but
it don't make a difference in our house.
Bob Reynolds of JCPenney has good news, right, Bob?
The good news is that
I like to wear bright socks.
From now on, I just don't care.
He saw how easy and pleasant it is to eat
thermal underwear and socks.
With my mom joining in.
Providing she ate a little less than Bob of each of the different kinds of underwear.
And we want to know if you see Jesus.
In my diaper.
Is this the second coming of Christ? Is she pregnant with twins? Hey, I don't know. I don't make this stuff up.
And do you see the image of Christ here?
In my diaper.
Yes, I do.
Well, you want to use as much of your body as possible.
And be informed concerning the expected actions of
Jesus Christ.
One Sunday night, it got so bad. We had to sneak out of the house.
Butt naked.
And that brought us to the end of that message. And
these messages will now become subliminal, but your subconscious mind will be hearing and accepting all of the
horrible, disgusting, embarrassing
things you weren't supposed to say.
Get the hell out of my face with that one, you little bastard.